This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational. Wait a second, I wasn't done.
Well, you got stuck there on improvisational, I kind of jumped the gun. I'm sorry. Go ahead and repeat after me. Improvisational.
Why don't you go ahead and kiss my ass, huh?
What the hell do you mean, kiss your ass? Yeah, I'm trying to help you here, man.
You help me.
You can't even pronounce improvisational. Guys.
I can't pronounce improvisational. Geez. You just popped a pee.
Well, I did not pop a pee, man.
Yeah, you did. You popped a pee, and I can say improvisational, see?
Yeah,
don't make fun of me, you cocksucker.
Who's a cocksucker?
You are. That's a cocksucker.
Come on,
that's
stop
right.
it. Robert, stop this.
But okay.
he called me a cocksucker.
That's right.
What do you mean I'm a cocksucker?
Guys, a guy who sucks a cock.
Man.
That's who you are. Yes.
I don't suck cocks. Why are you calling me
you
that?
You made fun of my stuttering, and that's the reason why I called you a cocksucker.
Well, stop
that's
it,
why.
Both of you, okay? What? Just knock it off. It's time for us to do the opening joke.
Fine.
So let's get that out of the way. I don't have a joke.
I don't have a joke either, Robert. Do you have a joke?
Well, Mr. X shared a joke with me. As you know, this summer he spent some time...
In a mental institution?
No, not in a mental institution.
I'm sorry.
He spent some time in a monastery with a group of Trappist monks.
What, to make a Trappist cheese?
Oh, I thought they were famous for making beer. He didn't go there to make beer or cheese.
Well, then what the hell did he go there for? You know, if he didn't go there to make beer or cheese.
Well, if the two of you would just shut up, I will tell you what the hell he went for, okay? I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
You guys.
Robert. Why did he go there?
He went to meditate and, you know, spend some quiet time alone.
Alone? Huh?
With the monks.
With the monks. Well,
yes, but
somehow I smell a joke.
Well, it's time for the opening joke, so let's do it.
Okay, so he went with a group of Trappist monks.
Yes, he went with a group of Trappist monks, stayed with them, and these are the monks who take a vow of silence.
A vow of silence?
Silencio.
Yes, something I wish both of you would take.
Well, I'm sorry, please proceed.
Okay, so these monks are allowed to speak once every 5 years.
Yeah.
They can speak once every five years.
Once every 5 years.
Wow.
And they're only allowed to say two words.
Just two words?
Just two words to air their grievances or whatever happens to be on their mind at that particular time.
So if something is bugging you, you have to hold it for 5 years.
Yes.
And then when the time comes, you can only say two words.
Exactly. So this new monk came in, and he was doing whatever monks do there for about 5 years or so.
Yeah.
He kept to himself, and when the time came, he went up to the head abbot.
The head abbot.
Yes, he's the monk in charge. So he looked at him, and he said, bed hard.
He said, bed hard.
That's what he said.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? It means his bed is hard.
I know that.
He can only say two words, so
yes.
He couldn't say my bed is lumpy, so he said my bed is hard.
He didn't say my bed is hard.
But didn't he say my bed is hard, Robert?
No, that's not what he said.
I just heard you say it, my bed is hard.
That's four words, idiot.
Yeah.
You could only say two words, bed hard.
Oh, that's
right. That's what he said, bed hard.
Yeah,
right, Robert?
That's what he said, bed hard. Then he turns around and goes away for another 5 years of doing his monkly duties.
Monkly duties.
And at the end of that 5 years, he comes back. And again, he looks at the old abbot and he said, food cold.
Food cold.
Yes, food cold. Cold.
Food cold.
Curly, we heard three times that his fucking food was cold. Why do you have to keep repeating?
Guys, why can't I say it too?
Oh,
just
Jesus
the two of
Christ.
You kept saying about his food being
well,
cold.
Well, I think we made a point that his fucking food was cold.
I said that.
What happens next?
Food cold, and then he turns around and goes away again for another 5 years.
Okay.
At the end of that five-year period, the old abbot sets up, in the big room to hear all the grievances.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, here comes that same monk.
He
looks at the abbot and he says, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
And the old abbot looks at him And he says, you know, I'm not surprised. Yeah. You've been bitching ever since you got here.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like an old beaver without wood. It's bad enough he's old, but not being able to get an erection, that really sucks. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crack your pants. Come on and laugh until you crack your pants.
All right, come on, work it out.
Wow, what a theme, huh?
I say so.
My goodness, I'm impressed,
me
Robert.
Too.
That's a hell of a theme.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that Enos was working on a brand new Angry Old Man podcast theme.
Yeah.
But man, that's a hell of a production there. You know,
sure
there's something you would expect on the Las Vegas stage.
Yeah. So he told me that they had something cooked up for us and would send it to us as soon as possible.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Because it was that good.
Can we hear it again? I'd love to hear it again.
Yeah, me too.
I'll rewind it. Okay, here we go.
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance.
Wow.
We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crack your pants. Come on and laugh until you crack your pants.
All right, come on, work it out.
Wow.
Oh, man. Enos and the Love Spuds with the brand new Angry Old Man podcast.
Fantastic.
A theme song. That sounds so
good. Oh, man. That probably took a lot of time to produce.
Yeah. I don't think it took more than a take.
No way.
One take. That's
come
all
on
it
now. It should have taken a little bit longer than a take.
You know, he is a pro. He's been, around Vegas for at least 60 years. So
exactly. He can pick up his guitar and get together with the Spuds and knock out a song in no time at all.
Well, you know, on second thought, maybe it could have been mixed a little bit better.
Could have been. Well,
I think the mix was a little too strong.
It was a little bit.
I've heard him do better.
Yeah. I think he rushed it.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think he rushed it a lot.
I don't like it now.
Well, I hate
don't
it.
Be so critical, you know. Enos listens to this podcast, and, well he's not going to like it if he hears
it. I know, but music, like comedy, is subjective.
Yes.
You know, so there goes the phone. Now.
Well, he's got to be able to take criticism for crying out
loud.
Hello, Robert, it's Enos.
Hey, Enos, how you doing, buddy? We were just...
What the fuck, man?
What? We were just talking about your song.
Yeah, I heard what you were saying, man, but how dare you? You know, we worked hard on that song.
I'm sure.
And now you're saying that it blows.
No, we started saying it was fantastic,
yeah,
and then it was Cheeks who started saying that the mix wasn't all that
great.
Well,
yeah, I heard some of his mixes, man. They all blow, too. So I don't know what the fuck that old stuttering punk is talking about. His music stinks worse than mine.
Hey, who the hell are you calling an old stuttering punk?
I'm calling you an old stuttering punk, and you stop making fun of my music, man.
Guys,
shut up, you old fat bastard.
Old fat bastard, man.
Come on now.
Listen, Enos, this is Curly Fries. I just want to say that your recording was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
But the mix seemed a little too robust.
A little too robust, huh?
A little, yes.
Well, it's going to take a major operation to get my foot out your robust ass, you old fucker.
Well, listen, there's no need for vulgarity and threatening violence, Enos. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you, you old punk ass?
Punk ass?
You know, stop criticizing my music.
Enos, this is the old stuttering punk ass here again.
What the hell you want, man?
Have you ever considered retiring? Anytime soon?
You're stuttering, the old bastard. I'll give you retirement.
Enos, please, man, settle down. I've never heard you like this before.
Well,
what's going on with you? Why are you so sensitive?
Well, Robert, you know me, man. I take my music very seriously.
I know,
so
I know.
So when somebody attacks my music, it's like attacking my children.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have any children. No.
Not that I know of, but you know, I've spent a lot of one-night stands out there while I was touring the country.
By yourself.
So anything is possible. But even if I did have some little bastards running around the country, if somebody attacked them like they're attacking my music, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to attack their punk ass right back.
I'm sure you would, Enos, but you know, I'm quite surprised.
You're surprised.
Because I've never heard you go off on anyone like this before. And
well,
you're doing it especially to my two best friends here.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, when I'm attacked, I attack back.
Enos, they were not attacking you. They were just giving you some constructive criticism.
Yes.
That's all.
Well, saying that it blows, that it stinks, that it's terrible. How constructive is that?
Well, I realize it's a bit harsh, but, you know, they're just trying to help you.
Help me? Well, that's the kind of help I don't need. You know what I mean?
Listen, Enos, I really appreciate all that you do for us here. I really love that new theme song that you did.
You do?
Yes, I do. I love it very much.
Thank you.
Perhaps you could just maybe fine-tune the mix a little bit so that it's not so robust.
There you go again with that robust shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say robust.
Oh, that's fine. Maybe I'll take a listen to it and see if I can make it a little less robust.
Yeah, a little less robust.
Enos, I apologize for using the word robust.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, perhaps it was little too robust.
So what you're saying is that robust was too robust of a word to criticize my mix, right?
It was entirely too robust because your mix was just fantastic.
Oh. That's right. Yeah, it was way too robust, you know, because when we first heard it, it was fantastic. We all went nuts for it.
You went nuts for it?
We did. We went nuts and we had Robert play it again.
You played it twice?
I did. I played it again and then at the end of the second time that we played it, that's when they thought that the mix was a little too robust.
Yeah, but now they don't think it's so robust.
It's still a little robust.
It's still a little robust.
Well, yeah, maybe you can de-robust it a little bit, you know?
Well, you know, Enos, I'm the one that initiated the word robust.
I know.
And so I did take it back, but I think it's back to being robust
again. Well, you old cocksucker. How dare you say that it's robust again after you said that it wasn't so robust?
No, how dare you call me a cocksucker? What's the matter with you,
Enos? Did you or did you not challenge everybody in the world that you were going to suck their cock and they could make a better podcast than yours?
Well, yeah, I did, but that was because I didn't think anybody could do it.
Well, I got a challenge for y'all, too.
What's that?
If you can come up with a better opening theme song for the Angry Old Man podcast than I did, then all y'all can suck my robot.
Enos.
Why'd you hang up on
guys, you know, you're driving him crazy.
It wasn't me.
We should have just left it.
But he called
with
me
not being so robust. You had to bring back the robustness.
Kearney is the one that brought back the robustness.
Well, he called me a cocksucker. What would you do?
Well, that's because you challenged all the podcasters last time.
Yeah.
You know, that you were going to suck anybody's cock who can do better podcast than ours.
Yeah, but you guys didn't want to go along with it.
Of course we didn't want to go along with it. Because I wasn't 100% sure that we were going to win.
I was.
And the last thing I want to do is go suck somebody's cock.
But there was no contest as far as
I'm concerned. Hold on. Let's just do the proper introductions before we get back to that challenge that you made in the last episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Angry Old Man podcast. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein. And my two pals sitting here next to me are Curly Fries.
That's me.
And Mr. Harry Cheeks.
And that would be me. You know, Robert, I really did like Enos' brand new Angry Old Man podcast theme song.
And, I did too. It was great.
I feel bad now that we got him all jacked up.
A little bit.
We're just having a little fun with him. But
that
theme song is really pretty hot.
It is really good. I'm very happy that he did it, and we needed the theme song to be updated a little bit. Yeah. So yeah. I think that freshened up the opening of it a bit.
It's fresh as a daisy now.
Yeah, too bad your breath is not as fresh as a daisy.
What's wrong with my breath now?
Your breath stinks, man.
I'm drinking coffee. What do you expect?
Well, then next time, you know, maybe chew a little gum or breath mint would help too. Coffee breath is horrible.
But while you're drinking coffee, chewing gum or a breath mint just screws up the coffee. Yes, it screws up the taste of the coffee.
Boys. Well, then face Robert when you're talking, not me, because I don't want to smell your coffee.
Shut up.
All right, Curly, just don't look at cheeks. Face straight ahead, please, while you speak.
Fine, I'm facing straight ahead.
We would appreciate that, thanks.
Before we continue, I'd like to switch gears here for a moment. While we were gone, a comedic genius, one of the funniest men ever to walk out on a stage, passed away.
No doubt.
I'm talking about Norm Macdonald.
Yes, Norm Macdonald passed away after he lost his long battle with cancer.
Right. Yeah.
I think for about 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And never told anyone about it.
No, he did not. And another little known fact is that Norm Macdonald used to listen to our podcast.
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
He and Mr. X used to communicate back and forth with direct messages on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were following his account on Twitter, and then he became aware of our account and started following us.
Right. Yes.
And the reason they started communicating was because they had a mutual acquaintance by the name of Fred Wolf.
Yes. In the mid-80s, Mr. X had a radio show in L.A.
Correct.
At the same time, he was also doing some stand-up comedy at the Comedy Store up in Hollywood and down in Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little club called The Laugh Stop.
And that's where he met Fred Wolf,
yes,
who was also starting his comedy career there as well.
That's right.
So they would get together before the show and work on their routines together.
Yes, and Mr. X also invited Fred to come to the radio station and work out some routines for Mr. X's morning radio show.
That's right. And if you ever hear Enos say, "Don't ever shave," that line came from Fred Wolf.
Don't ever shave. What does that mean?
Well, during the 80s, one of the big catchphrases was, "Don't ever change."
Oh, so instead of "don't ever change," he said, "Don't ever shave."
That's right.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Mr. X thought it was very funny, so he used it from time to time, and then Enos, the penis from Las Vegas, started using it as well.
So that means that Mr. X took the line from Fred.
Well, he didn't take it from Fred. They were all, collaborating together for Mr. X's morning show, and that's what came out of it.
Okay, so they wrote material for Mr. X's morning show.
That's right.
Anything else?
Well, Mr. X also used to do different promotional events around town at different venues.
Yeah.
And he would invite Fred to come and do his stand-up routine there.
That's right.
So, they became acquaintances, but then Fred one day disappeared.
Well, he didn't just disappear. He went off to New York.
Well, yeah.
And the next thing you know, Fred Wolf was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
He was a writer and also a performer on SNL. That's where he met Norm Macdonald, also David Spade and Chris Farley.
Yeah, but he didn't just go from L.A. immediately to Saturday Night Live. He was doing stand-up comedy in New York for a while, and the guy was very, very funny.
Mr. X thought he was hilarious.
He was a naturally funny guy.
That's right.
And so he was on Saturday Night Live, where he also met Adam Sandler.
That's right.
With whom he wrote quite a few screenplays, which became hit movies.
Huge hits.
He also co-wrote Dirty Work.
Oh, yes.
With Norm Macdonald, which also was a great vehicle for him and a hit movie as well.
Yeah.
So that's how Norm knew Fred Wolf.
Yeah.
Who was friends with Mr. X.
So when Mr. X brought up Fred Wolf to Norm Macdonald, there was an instant connection there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Norm invited Mr. X to come and see his show down at the Irvine Improv, which was a little while later.
Right.
He went and he really enjoyed it. And after the show, he direct messaged them and told them how much he and his wife enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And Norm said, listen, I would love to listen to your podcast. Can you send me a link?
And Mr. X
and that's how Norm MacDonald became aware of the Angry Old Man podcast.
And of course, we were all huge Norm MacDonald fans.
Oh, yes, for
so
sure.
So when he decided to take a listen to a podcast, we were all thrilled, very, very, very
absolutely
excited to have someone of his caliber listening to our podcast.
Yeah, so when the news broke of the fact that he passed away, he was suffering for a very long time on his own, never told anyone about it.
No, he didn't.
It was very, very sad.
It was shocking, is what it was.
Yes, it was. And Mr. X never talked about his contacts with Norm here on the podcast either.
No, he didn't.
It was a private contact.
It was, yes.
Yeah. His passing came as a shock for all of us.
A great big shock, and we just wanted to pay our little tribute
for sure
to a great, great comedic genius, Norm MacDonald, and he will be missed by a lot of us.
For sure. He will be missed very, very much. And it's ironic that we would mention him in the last episode, which we replayed.
In September.
Episode 200 was, I don't know, about a couple of years ago or so.
Yeah, I think a little bit more. But we recorded that actually before Mr. X started communicating with Norm MacDonald.
Yes, that was episode 200.
Yes.
Because it was a milestone episode for us.
Yes, it was a milestone episode in more ways than one.
And why is that?
That is the episode where you put out a very, very unique challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes, I remember.
And what did you say during that challenge?
Well, what I said was that we here at the Angry Old Man podcast produce a very unique and very funny podcast.
Sometimes.
And if anyone out there in the world can produce a funnier and more unique podcast, that we were going to suck their dick.
What in God's name possessed you to say something like that?
Yeah. Well, very simply, I knew that we could win. There was no competition, and that's why I put it out.
There is no guarantee, Curly.
No way.
And that's the reason Cheeks and I said we don't want any part of that.
Yeah. And I was baffled by your reaction.
You were baffled.
Yes, I was baffled.
Why the hell would you be baffled? Because we didn't want to go suck somebody's cock.
Well, I knew we would win, so that's why there was no, thinking about it.
Well, I thought about it, then I didn't want to do it.
Well, I was.
But you insisted that we do it.
Well, I was sure.
And then I told you, I said, well, I don't want Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
You know, who is a hilarious guy to come up with a podcast, and we got to go suck his schwanz. We didn't want to do that.
No, we did not. But thank God.
We would have won.
We never put out that challenge, and we're never faced.
Thank the Lord.
With the prospect of having to.
And now
what is it, honey?
Robert, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but did you see this email?
What email? What are you talking about?
Well, this email came from, it says, Four Guys Around the Microphone podcast.
Yeah.
And they took us up on Curly's challenge.
Oh, God, no.
What does the email say, Edna?
Well, it is addressed to Curly, and it says,
oh, God.
Dear Mr. Curly Fries, we accepted your challenge to produce a funnier podcast than yours.
Oh, no.
And if we win, that you would give us all fellatio.
It's not fellatio, Edna. It's fellatio.
Okay, fellatio on them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, or fortunately for us, they lost.
They lost.
See, I told you, I'm vindicated. I knew we would win no matter what.
So we won and they lost.
They lost.
Okay.
So they said they are ready to come over.
For what?
They want to give Curly a blowjob.
Wait a minute. That was never in the challenge.
It sounds like you're backtracking now.
I am not backtracking, man.
It sure sounds like it to me.
I never said that if we win, they were supposed to come over here and give us a blowjob.
Not us.
Right.
We never agreed to that contest. We were not part of it. It's all you.
I think it's only logical.
What's logical?
If you lose, you gotta give them something. If they lose, they've got to give you something.
But I don't want anything.
Well, they want to give it to you.
Just the satisfaction of knowing that we won. That's all I want.
Well, they say they're coming over here to give it to you.
And you're going
to
get it.
But I don't want a blowjob, man.
This is too hilarious. And now, may I please see that email?
Oh, sure.
Carly, you're in trouble, buddy.
There you go.
Wait a minute, this is wrong.
What's wrong, Harry?
Yeah.
Well, it's not from four guys around the microphone podcast.
No.
It's from four gays around the microphone podcast.
Oh,
and they want to come over and give Carly a blowjob. Oh,
four gay guys want to come over and give you a blowjob.
Robert.
What a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Robert, number one, as you recall, you guys vetoed my proposition about making a challenge if anyone makes a funnier podcast than ours that we would suck their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
All of you said no.
Yes, we said no, but we also said that you can do it on your own.
But I never issued that challenge on my own.
You sure implied
nor did I say there would be any reciprocal fellatio involved.
Well, if these four guys show up, we are going to direct them to your mobile home.
Yes. But Robert,
and you deal with them on your own, okay?
Well, I don't want anyone coming over to my mobile home and expecting any sort of pleasure.
You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you didn't get sued over
it. Yeah. So sued for what?
Getting sued over a breach of promise.
Exactly. Women file lawsuits all the time for breach of promise to get married.
Yeah.
But I didn't offer marriage to anyone.
You reneged on a promise, so that's a breach of promise.
Yeah, but breach of promise, I didn't, you know, breach any kind of a promise.
I didn't think
you did. There was no promise.
Carly, sweetheart, listen to me.
What is it, Emma?
This should be a lesson to you.
This should be a lesson to me.
Yes, a lesson to keep your mouth shut next time you come up with a stupid idea.
But I...
Like challenging someone.
But Edna...
That you would give them...
Edna,
a fellatio.
Edna, it's not fellatio, it's fellatio.
Okay, it's fellatio in exchange for winning a stupid contest. Yes.
But I didn't...
So the next time, keep your mouth shut.
Right. Exactly.
Fine.
You'll forget.
Why does it always have to backfire on me?
Because you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You go out challenging somebody to do a better podcast than us, and you want us to go sit there and
well,
but don't tell me that's not idiotic.
Well,
it is.
I was just looking for something new and different and unique.
Oh, it was unique, all right.
Yeah, now you're going to disappoint four gay guys around the microphone who were looking for an exciting encounter with your 14 and a half inch python of love.
I'm sorry, but I just don't swing that way.
Wait a second.
What?
You don't swing that way.
No, I don't.
You made a challenge that if anybody comes up with a better podcast than ours, we were going to suck their dick.
Well,
and we said, no, we don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own.
Yeah, so?
Someone hearing that would think what?
That it was a unique sort of a challenge.
Oh, Curly. Unique. Offering someone fellatio.
No, it's fellatio. Fellatio.
Okay, fellatio.
Yes.
For a contest is not unique.
No.
It's not unique.
No. It's gay.
And what's wrong with gay?
Nothing. If you're gay.
Right.
But if you're straight, as you say you are, that you don't swing that way.
No.
And then you're offering fellatio, fellatio to somebody. You know, it sends out the wrong message.
Well, I apologize profusely to the four gentlemen.
Gay gentlemen.
Four gay gentlemen around the microphone who might have gotten the wrong idea that now they owed me fellatio. That was never implied or said in the contest that I was proposing.
Well, they think they owe you one.
Right. They assume that on their own and therefore should have no problem rescinding that offer to come over here and pleasure me.
Robert, Edna.
Uh-oh, speaking of pleasuring. Come on in, honey. Robert. It's open.
What do you mean pleasuring, huh?
Oh, that door.
I hate that door.
Me too. Oh.
Hi, honey, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Edna. Oh.
Hey, honey.
Hi, everyone. Hey,
honey. Hello, love of my life.
I didn't know I was the love of your life.
Shut up, Chase. You're not the love of my life. I'm talking about honey.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. Let me give you a little smooch.
I'm not in a mood, honey.
She's not talking to you. That's my job.
You give me a smooch?
No, it's not my job to give you a smooch, moron.
Why not?
I'm talking about honey.
What the hell was that?
What? What are you talking about?
All that noise.
We were kissing. Didn't sound like it.
It sounds like you guys had diarrhea.
Oh, Mr.
We were just kissing, man. What's the matter with you?
Yes.
We were very passionate about each other.
We are very patient.
Yes.
Well, it didn't sound so passionate. It sounded like...
It was passionate.
Harry said, like, you guys were having diarrhea.
Oh, well, come on.
It sounded just like it, honey.
Well, it wasn't diarrhea. We were kissing because we are very passionate about kissing.
Yes, we are.
Kiss with open mouth and sometimes air escapes.
Yes, it does, because we kiss with open mouths and our tongues sometimes flitter,
they
you know.
Flitter about.
Flittering. Yes,
the tongue
flitters about them.
Okay.
Sometimes it catches some air, and that's what it was. That's all it was, just a very passionate kiss.
Yes, it was very, very passionate.
Indeed.
But also sounded a little messy.
It did sound a bit messy sometimes. You know, when Robert and I kiss, you don't hear any flittering or air escaping.
You don't?
What you hear is food particles flying out of his mouth from between his teeth.
Did you say food particles?
Yes, and sometimes he hits me in the eye with a piece of cheeseburger. Something flies out and hits me right in the eye.
I can't help it.
Oh, what a messy kiss around.
Yeah, this morning a piece of pastrami flew out and hit her right in the eye. Almost scratched the cornea.
Yes, I almost had to go see an ophthalmologist.
Oh, Edna.
Oh,
you know, I don't mean to change the subject, but when I was walking in, I overheard through the window something about Curly getting pleasured?
Okay.
What was that all about?
Honey, love of my life.
Never mind that honey love of my life crap.
Let me explain.
Who is offering to come and give you fellatio?
Fellatio.
Fellatio, fine, but I'm the only one that's going to be administering any of that.
Well, honey, you're going to have to get in line.
What do you mean I'm going to have to get in line? What does that mean?
Because there are four gay guys coming over to...
What?
You know, I'm going to give Curly some fellatio.
Curly, did you come out?
Come out of where?
Out of the closet, Curly.
Out of the closet? What the fuck are you talking about? I was never in the closet.
Then why are four gay gentlemen coming over expecting to pleasure?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a misunderstanding.
You know, you can have misunderstandings about a lot of things.
Yes, sweetheart.
But when it comes to
fellatio.
Then there is no misunderstanding.
I know.
Yes, it is, honey. We've already covered it here and in detail, but it's just simply when Curly made that stupid offer to give somebody a blowjob if they do a better podcast than ours, that we were going to suck their dicks.
Yeah.
Well, none of us wanted to do it.
No way.
And so, as far as we were concerned, that offer never went out.
Right.
However, these four gay gentlemen decided to take Curly up on his offer.
Yeah.
We won, they lost, and now they want to come over and pleasure Curly. And that's how that whole thing happened. Yeah.
So, Curly, are you going to let them pleasure you?
Of course not, honey.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to hide. What the hell else can I do?
Where? In the closet?
Oh, I'm not going to hide in the closet, you moron.
Curly, only you can get yourself in a situation such as this.
Yeah.
I can't help if I think out of the box.
Perhaps you need to spend a little more time in the box.
I think he spends too much time in the box, right, honey?
Oh, Mr. Cheeks, you're so naughty.
But Cheeks, how dare you, man? How dare you talk
honey,
like that?
Sweetie, you were a little late coming for the podcast today. Anything special going on?
Well, something special did happen this morning. I had some work done.
Oh. You had some work done, right, around the house? You had Julio and Pepe come over and do some handiwork?
That would be a no.
No?
No. When a lady says that she had some work done,
yeah,
it doesn't mean work around the house. It means
exactly.
She had some work done.
On her body.
Oh.
That's right. On her body.
So, honey, can you talk about
it? It's pride.
Because I don't see any bruising or stitches.
No, no stitches.
Bandages or anything. Right. So what did you have done?
It's a little private.
It's private?
Yes. It's a bit private, and I don't know whether I should discuss it here in this public forum.
Why not?
Absolutely not, honey, because, you know, some things are best kept private.
You know, your nose looks a little bit different. Yeah. Did you get a nose job?
No, Mr. Cheeks. I did not get a nose job. I have a perfect little nose.
Did you get your butt tucked in?
No butt tuck, but it's on the list, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. An eye job?
No eye job.
No eye job.
No.
How about your turkey neck? Did you get that pulled back?
No, I did not get my turkey neck pulled back for Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, if it's not your nose, your eyes, your saggy butt, or your turkey neck, then what the hell did you work on?
Well, I would tell you, but I know all of you would laugh.
No, we wouldn't laugh.
You would laugh, and I know you would.
Nah.
Honey, do not say a word.
Well, I'm inclined to.
Don't say another word, because I know they would laugh. They always do. You know, whenever I tell them something, I usually have them swear to God, and then they laugh.
Well, because it's usually something very ridiculous, and we can't help but laugh.
Boy, it's not.
You know, with Honey, it's all very serious with her.
Yes.
And it's, medical procedure, so why the hell would we laugh?
It is a medical procedure, and it's kind of private, but, you know, we're friends here, and we share different aspects of our lives here, so, you know, I'm inclined to say something, but you have to promise me that you will not laugh. You promise?
Of course.
I promise.
We won't laugh.
We won't.
Really, what did you have done?
Well, you know, it...
Don't, honey.
It was a result of something that took place here.
Here?
Yes, here. Remember when I ate some of that snake soup that Tato's made, and I started to grow a snake tail? Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Snake tail.
Well,
yeah.
Something occurred during the time when I was showing you the tail that kind of put me in... Well, a tailspin a little bit.
A tailspin, you say.
Pardon the pun.
Yes,
but I went into a bit of depression because of your reaction.
Right. Honey, if I remember correctly, we love the tail.
Yeah,
so what
we
reaction
did.
You're talking
well,
about?
Well, not to the tail itself, per se, but something that happened during that little demonstration.
Well, I believe that was in episode 209.
Yes.
When you gave us a demonstration.
Yes, I gave you that demonstration, and then I wanted to get this procedure done, but Curly wasn't on board.
He wasn't on board.
No, he wasn't, and I didn't have any money, so...
Well, no, it's so typical of Curly. Always tight with
always.
The buck. What the hell do you mean, always tight with a buck?
I paid for
many, many things, but I thought this was a bit frivolous.
Frivolous?
Yes.
It's a medical procedure, and you're calling it frivolous.
Yeah. How dare you?
You don't know what the hell she's talking about, so how dare you telling me how dare I?
Well, let's find out from Honey. Honey, what are you talking about?
Yes,
what procedure are you specifically talking about here?
Robert, I'm already depressed.
I know.
So I again beseech you. Don't laugh when I tell you, okay?
We will not laugh.
All right. I won't laugh.
The procedure that I have had done today was...
Yes?
I got...
See, she's crying.
She's not crying.
She's laughing.
She is laughing.
She is. This is difficult.
Go on, honey.
I got my butthole bleached.
What?
You said you weren't going to laugh, but now you're laughing.
Well, how can we help it when you're laughing, honey?
I wasn't laughing. I was crying. When I cry, it sounds like I'm laughing, but I was crying.
Yeah, when she cries, sounds like she's laughing, but
like
she did get her butthole bleached.
Oh, my goodness, honey. Yes. You bleached your butthole.
Doesn't everyone?
No, honey.
I did mine about 2 months ago.
Oh, Robert, shut up.
What? It took 7 gallons of bleach to
get it done. I'm telling you, be quiet, please. This is serious. Honey, I can't believe that you went out and got your butthole bleached.
I did.
But why?
All the young women are doing it these days, you know, because...
They're all doing it.
A lot of them have anal sex, and they want it to be presentable.
Well, first of all, you're not a young lady.
I know.
And second of all, you're a 77-year-old woman.
76 and 4
and
months.
And you get your butthole bleached.
Yes, I did. But it was mostly because of Mr. Harry Cheeks. Because of me.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. What Mr. Cheeks said when he saw my butthole, when, you know, Curly pulled my pants down and I spread... The cheeks a little bit. And all of you were aghast.
We were aghast.
Yes, you were aghast. You went,
well.
And then you all said, oh, put your pants back on.
Well, maybe we did.
You did. That's what you all said. But then Mr. Cheeks was just over the top brutal with his comments.
Yeah. I was over the top.
You were. You were very brutal. But that's why the poor lady had to go get her butthole.
I did.
Bleached. Shut up, Robert. I don't think she went and got her butthole bleached because of me.
I did.
Just exactly, what did I say that was so over the top brutal?
When you're aghastness... Slowly dissipated.
Yeah, and then what happened?
You looked at my butthole and you said that my butt resembled the Milky Way because it was voluptuous and all white.
Yeah.
And that my butthole was like a black hole in the middle of the Milky Way.
I said,
and that put me in a tailspin. And I was been depressed ever since
I remember that, yes.
You do?
You said that, Cheeks.
I remember.
Well, it did look like a black hole, and I felt this strong energy slowly pulling me in as Mr. Cheeks.
Well, that's what I remember, okay, honey? It's not just... Well, that's why I went into a depression, and that's why I had my butthole.
Honey, sweetheart. You know, you were in the show business that where you revealed parts of your body, so I don't know why you reacted like this.
I was a performance artist, yes.
Secondly,
what?
I wouldn't give a rat's ass what Harry Cheeks would say about my butthole.
Really?
I wouldn't run out and get it bleached just because he said that my butthole resembled a black hole in the middle of the Milky Way.
She wouldn't.
I just wouldn't care.
Edna, I know you're a much stronger person than I am.
I must be.
Because I am... more vulnerable.
Yes, yes.
And that's
that's all well and good, but why would you take good money and go get your butt bleached when that's something nobody's going to see anymore? Maybe Curly, but not anyone else.
I used to bleach it all the time.
Come on, you used to bleach your butt all the time?
Yes, when I was performing with my act at the very beginning of my show business career in burlesque, I had a very unique act, and I was known as Bubbles LaRue.
Bubbles LaRue.
Yes, Bubbles LaRue. That was me.
And why did they call you Bubbles LaRue?
Well, I know you're going to laugh again, but...
Maybe we won't.
I might as well tell you.
Please.
I was known as Bubbles LaRue because I would blow bubbles out of my ass. Your ass.
Seriously?
Yes. What kind of bubbles were these bubbles?
It wasn't bubble gum, was it?
No, it wasn't bubble gum.
Because, you know, how would you chew the bubble gum in your ass?
Exactly. There's no way for me to chew the bubble gum and then blow it out of my anus.
Well, then what kind of bubbles were these that you blew out your keister?
These were the bubbles like the kind that the children, you know, run around with those little rings and they leave big bubbles behind them.
Yeah, kids do it all the time. It's
but
a lot of
their
fun.
Ass.
Yes, and you can buy them at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Dollar store.
You know, they're very inexpensive.
Right, it's a liquid.
Yes, it's a soapy solution.
Uh-huh.
You dip a ring in there and then you blow through it and out come bubbles.
Except you were blowing bubbles out of your ass, right?
Exactly, and that was my very unique act.
I bet.
And I was known as Bubbles LaRue, and I was very successful.
She was very successful with that. I have pictures.
I bet.
A big album full of pictures of her blowing the bubble. Yeah. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I bet. Honey, that sounds like a hell of a talent that you had.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you probably had pretty good muscle control down there
to,
you know, be able to expel air with enough force to blow a bubble.
I did. I had excellent control of my lower bowels so that I could expel that air.
But how did you get the bubble solution down to where you needed it?
I came by this accidentally, but I had this idea that I would take a used enema bottle.
Exactly. Why use a new one when you can repurpose a used enema bottle, right?
Yes, a used enema bottle, and I would fill it with the bubble solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just prior to going on stage, I would squirt the bottle up
upper ass.
Yes, up my ass. And then I had this special chair built specifically for my act.
Was it a high chair?
And as I would come out, the music would be playing, lights would be flashing.
Of course.
I would get myself in position on this special chair.
High chair.
When the music crescendo would hit, I would start blowing bubbles.
Of course.
Suddenly, there would be thousands of bubbles just lofting all over the audience.
That must have been quite a sight.
It was quite a sight, I tell you. She used to fill the every theater that she performed at. When Bubbles LaRue came into town, everybody came out to see her.
I'm not surprised.
Oh,
you know, but you did say that you came by this act accidentally.
Yes.
How accidentally did this happen?
Well, I accidentally sat on one of those little bottles full of solution. And when I sat on it, all the solution squirted inside of me. When I yanked it out, I farted, and a big bubble came out. And I said, Eureka. That's going to be my act.
Eureka.
And it worked out beautifully.
Oh, I'm sure it did, honey. And you know, you had, I don't know how many years doing this, but quite a success. But then, obviously, you stopped doing this act because then you became Honeydew.
Yes. Just before I became Honeydew, what had happened was, as I was doing this act, you know, just with so many fillings.
Fillings? What do you mean? What kind of fillings? Like a dental fillings?
No, not dental. Solution.
Oh, I get it. The fillings of the solution. Right?
Of the solution.
Bubble solution. Yeah.
And as a result, the opening got a little stretched out, and there was a problem.
Stretched out, yeah.
One time I put in a little too much solution, and it caused...
Caused what?
How do I put this? That solution also causes diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
Yes, diarrhea.
Yes.
And one day, I put in a little too much, and I went to blow the bubbles,
and
I sprayed the entire audience with diarrhea.
Oh,
it was a mess. The audience never forgave me.
Never forgave.
Can you blame them?
So you spray them.
Yes.
Like that comedian Gallagher sprays his audience with all that watermelon juice.
Exactly.
When he hits the watermelon,
but
with a gigantic wooden mallet, right?
You know, it's funny that you should bring up Gallagher, the comedian.
Oh, why is that?
Because that evening, he was in the audience.
Yes,
he was in the audience.
And that's where he got the idea to spray his audience with watermelon juice. He stole it from me.
Well, wait a minute. You said that happened accidentally. You didn't spray the people on purpose.
No, it was an accident.
Yeah, but he sprays people on purpose, he got the idea, but he didn't steal it from you.
I guess not.
Because you spray diarrhea,
right.
He sprays them with
juice.
Watermelon juice.
Yes, yes, and he does it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose.
Honey, speaking of watermelons,
yes,
you changed your name then from Bubbles LaRue to Honey Dew.
I did indeed, yes.
Did you change it to Honey Dew because at that point you were shooting Honey Dew melons?
Come on, be serious. I just concentrated only on exotic dancing.
Ah.
That's when I became a performance artist, and the rest is histoire.
Histoire? What's that?
History. What else?
Oh, yes, Harry. Don't you know how to speak French? What's wrong
He's
with you?
He's uncultured. You know.
Oh, honey, this is some story you shared with us.
I know.
I'm so sorry we hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry.
By being aghast when we saw the black hole.
Yes,
you were aghast.
Now we can all laugh about it, you know, and have a good time.
Well, don't laugh too much, you know, because I still have...
I know.
Sensitive feelings right. about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, honey, for sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go here in a second or two, but we do want to say hello to a whole bunch of new friends we have in Germany.
Yes, danke schön.
Ja, ja.
To all of you in Germany.
Which is Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Yes,
Deutschland,
I love saying Deutschland.
Oh, it's nice.
And
all right.
I like to say...
What?
Oh, it's so sexy down in Deutschland.
Yes. Okay. Well, what the hell is so sexy down in Deutschland?
It's sexy.
All they wear is those Lederhosen.
Lederhosen are sexy. Okay?
Oh, yes, they are sexy, especially when Hilda wears it, you know. But
Hilda.
If Hans does, I'm not too crazy about that.
Listen,
you two, enough already. I just wanted to say hello to all of our friends. New friends in Germany.
All right, so we have a lot of downloads, new downloads in Germany, right?
Yes, we've had more downloads of our last episode in Germany than we did in UK, in Canada combined, and also Australia.
So nice.
Yeah, we have a lot of German friends now. We appreciate you downloading our podcast.
We do.
Hope you'll stay with us.
Please.
And speaking of Australia, I would like to thank Cy Webzo.
Thank you, Cy.
Cy Webzo. I've heard that name before.
Yes, Cy is our buddy down there who was kind enough to go to our website, which is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com.
Yeah.
And he bought us a cup of coffee.
He bought us a cup of coffee.
Yes.
He did. He bought a cup of coffee for all of us. He pressed the donate button.
Yes, and he left us a bunch of Australian dollars, which were then translated or transferred into American money.
Oh, that's so sexy.
And Cy, thank you, buddy. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cy.
And I wish there were more Cy's out there and doing the same thing to help us here a little bit to offset the expenses for the website and this podcast.
And the rest of you cheap fuckers.
Edna!
You should go to Angry Old Man Podcast website and leave us a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but don't be so nasty.
I can't help it. You know?
Before we take off, let's get our parting words out of the way. Let's start with you, Curly.
Yes?
Curly, buddy, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, the only thing I have to say that the love of my life, honey...
Yes?
She bared her soul.
She did.
Here today.
That's not all she bared.
Her cheeks, come on.
Nice. She bared, or used to bear, more than just her soul.
Well, that's all in the past, but today she shared with us...
She did.
...a lot of her hurt and pain and... I appreciate that, honey.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I love you so much.
I love you.
And I was very happy to provide the funds to get your black hole shined up.
Yes, it's spick and span and shining like the Milky Way.
Great. That is so good to hear, honey. While you're speaking, why don't you give us your parting words?
Well, my parting words would be thank you, Curly, for... being so generous.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
And I'm feeling a lot better about myself now. And I'm sure that you would not be aghast. I hope you all join us again real soon. And remember, stay sexy.
Oh, you know I will. Thanks, honey.
Me too.
How about you, Cheeks? What are your parting words?
Well, Robert, you know we kid honey a lot, and but we love her.
We do.
And we're very happy that, she got her thing all shined up again.
All shiny and new.
Yeah, you know, so we want her to feel good.
Yeah.
That's about all I got to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to send us a question or a suggestion, or you'd like to send a little something-something,
yeah,
you can get a hold of us on angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
And our website is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com.
They're probably not even listening anymore.
They're
you
not?
Know, towards the end, they just turned it off because they know nothing funny is going to happen anymore.
What?
So I don't know why you're even giving
what?
The email address and the website.
Well, we might as well then just turn this damn thing off and
yeah,
go get a bite to eat.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I'll go where everybody wants to go.
How about Chinese?
I hate Chinese food.
Why?
It gives me the shits.
How about Italian?
No Italian, because there's just too much tomato sauce in there.
Too much tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce makes me break out.
How about Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, that's just that fast food shit. I don't want fast food.
Well, then where do you guys want to go eat?
Well, I'm good to go anywhere. Wherever you want to go.
How about Lebanese, then?
Nah, that's just too much of that Mediterranean crap they have, shish kebab and couscous and all that shit.
I got an idea. Let's go get German food.
All right.
I love Deutschland food.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.